For the past several months, we as an ecclesia have been going through our faithful constitution, section by section, along with the associated sections of Brother Robert's faithful guide. The section of the constitution we'll be focusing on today is number 75, titled Guidelines for Acceptance of Transfers of Membership. The first section of that section, section A, says, a transfer of membership from an ecclesia in fellowship shall, in the absence of objection, be effected by the letter of commendation from the reporting brother of that ecclesia. While the wording of this may seem to have been one thing, I think we understand what is being said. Basically, if anyone wishes to transfer their membership from another sinful fellowship ecclesia to ours, they should have a letter of commendation from the reporting brother of their original ecclesia.
I think this is pretty common practice. After all, it follows the example set by the first century apostles. Why don't we take a look at some examples? Please turn with me to Romans chapter 16. Starting at verse 1, Paul says, I commend unto you Phoebe our sister, which is a servant of the ecclesia which is at Cenchrea, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you, for she hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also. So we clearly see Paul sending a letter about this sister, which is going to be joining their ecclesia, or at least spending quite a bit of time there, and how they should receive her. Turn with me also to Philippians 2. And starting at verse 19, we read, but I trust in the Lord to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your estate. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state, for all seek their own, but not the things which are Christ Jesus Christ. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with a father he hath served with me in the gospel. Him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness because he had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I send him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because the work of Christ, he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. So we can see as Paul was sending his brothers around to other ecclesias, he would include them in the letter so that they knew that they were to arrive. They knew to receive them, and he would give them words of commendation that they would know who to be expecting. I believe also that the letter to Philemon is a letter of commendation for Onesimus, that Philemon might receive Onesimus as he would receive Paul himself. So I think we see the importance of a letter of commendation showing that that person is in good standing. The next section, section B, reads, having received such a letter, the arranging brethren shall interview the incoming member for review of the constitution of the Granite State Ecclesia. Now, this interview is not intended to be as an interview for baptism where a prospective member is put to the test. It is intended as an opportunity for our arranging brothers to go over our constitution so that this new member knows how our ecclesia stands on many issues, also so that they know better what they are getting themselves into. The next section, C, reads, having satisfactorily reviewed the constitution, the recording brother shall announce the new member to the ecclesia on the following Sunday, after which membership shall be instituted. This seems pretty straightforward. However, we may have noted the verbiage of section A stated, transfer of membership shall be effected by the letter of commendation. I think we understand that the letter is part of what initializes the process, and that here in section C, the membership is actually instituted. As I noted at the beginning, one of the reasons for our going through the Constitution in such detail is so that we can review and clarify sections as needed. I think that section A is one such section. Not to mention if you were following along in this, if you saw section C was actually a repeat of section A, and D should have been labeled C. Right? Confusing? Anyhow. The next section, D. In the event that no such letter of transfer can be obtained, the recording brother shall contact the recorder of the applicant's prior ecclesia to determine the applicant's reason for leaving and to obtain a verbal commendation to be submitted to the arranging brethren for review. Upon a satisfactory review, the applicant shall follow in accordance with proposals B and C. The commendation is important, and it will be acquired one way or another. It is important because if there is any history or ongoing issue, our ecclesia needs to be aware of it so that we can be prepared to deal with it. It's not that we want to be up on the latest gossip, but if the applicant is transferring to our ecclesia to avoid some situation, we should be informed of it and ready. And the last section, E, reads, no brother or sister out of fellowship with another ecclesia shall be received in fellowship until the cause shall have been investigated by the arranging brethren. They will determine whether or not it is necessary to re-examine the brother or sister in the first principles. A special meeting of the ecclesia shall be called for approval of reinstatement. We actually addressed this a few weeks ago. Brother Steve discussed it in class 38, I believe, which was titled Involved in Another Ecclesia's Trouble. He went into good detail in that class how an investigation of that nature should be carried out. It would always be best for the individual to seek reinstatement from their original ecclesia, but if they are unable or unwilling one way or another to meet with those of the first ecclesia, or they feel they have been unjustly withdrawn from, they may seek out another ecclesia. So basically, our ABs would discuss the situation with both the individual seeking reinstatement, as well as the ecclesia which found it necessary to withdraw fellowship from that individual. And this would not be something done in secret. Both parties would know the proceedings, thereby neither would feel we're going about someone's reinstatement behind their backs. Understanding thoroughly any potential issues ahead of time will help us in avoiding situations where doctrine could be corrupted. Please turn with me to 2 John 10. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. So in short, if anyone is wishing to transfer to our ecclesia, we would recommend that they obtain a letter of commendation from their home ecclesia, deliver it to our recording brethren, and schedule a time when they could meet with our ABs to go over our constitution. Then they would be welcomed as a member of our ecclesia on the following Sunday.